Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. I say it every show, and it's true every time. I am so excited. I am goosebump on the arm excited because of our special guest expert that you are going to meet here in just a moment. Before we bring him on, real quick, Mind Body Business Show, what is that? It really, it comes down to three things. Over the course of my life and through mentors like John himself and many other entrepreneurs that I've met, I found that there were patterns to success. And one of those patterns involved all three of these components, one being mind. And that would be really when it comes down to mindset. And if we want to get really detailed, there is a science that exists that is absolutely incredibly powerful in helping you to get farther faster, and it's scientifically proven. It's known as neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP for short. We're not going to go into that too heavy, at least I'm not right now. We might with John, our special guest expert who you're about to meet, because he is also an NLP master. Oh man, I love this guy. And we're going to go into body. This show is about mind, body, business. We may not go into that today, but that's what this show is about, is bringing these three key elements to the front so you, as an entrepreneur, can operate at a peak level of performance. Ergo, the name of the company, Reach Your Peak LLC. Body, it's about exercise and nutrition, taking care of the machine that is in charge of keeping that brain going. Because as a really close friend of mine once told me, he said, the mind and body are a team. The mind and body are your team. That special friend is on tonight. I love it. I never forgot that. And business, if you aren't mastering sales, marketing, building systems in your business, you know, if you're not mastering all three of these key areas, mind, body, and business, then I say you're not operating at a peak level of performance. Now, the good news is, that's why we're here, to help you to increase, to become a master, a level of master in all three areas. And that's why I bring on special guest experts like John, who you're about to meet. And so one of the things I learned in addition to that is, and I tell this story on quite often, it bears repeating, is I had a mentor, this is going back many years, that told me the secret, one of the big secrets to success. And I was in his very large office, corner office. He's the CEO, multimillionaire. And he said, Brian, he looked at me, he says, if they only knew that all they had to do was this one thing, just this one thing, if they just did this one thing, they would all be rich. I'm like, really? And I'm dying. Like, come on, what is it? He turned around and he walked back to the wall, and there was this large double door cabinet from floor to ceiling. He looked back at me, he opened both doors open, and from floor to ceiling, shelf after shelf after shelf of what you see right behind me, just like that, books. He said, if people just read books, and we're not talking just any books, of course, if they just read books, then they could become wildly successful. I mean, he was the product of the product. And I made a mistake back then. I said, no way, it can't be that simple. I mean, there's no skin in the game. I don't have to pay money for that. I mean, it's a few bucks per book, or I can go to the library and get these. It can't be that easy. Thankfully, years later, another mentor of mine kind of knocked again and said, hey, what book are you reading? I'm saying, I'm not reading anything. He's like, what? An interesting thing is this mentor read voraciously all the time, didn't just talk about it. I mean, I wasn't with this other guy. He was back east all the time. My latest mentor, I worked with him side by side for a number of years, and I got to see firsthand this guy's reading all the time. And I thought, okay, I better get with it. And so I started doing it, and I started reading voraciously a lot. And one of my favorite venues to listen is on Audible. I like to listen to, I found that I learned it and absorbed it and retained it better by listening versus actually reading on paper. Plus, I stayed awake. I tended to nod off if I was reading a physical book. And the beautiful thing was I could do this in a place where I normally could do nothing else but listen to music, and that would be my car. So my car became ultimately productive, amazing, like University on Wheels or Success on Wheels, if you want to call it that. It was amazing. And so over the course of a very short period of time, I read close to over 40 books, and what we're going to do is share a little segment right now on that. The beautiful thing with Audible is as you're listening in the car, wherever you're listening, on the app, there's a little icon. It looks like a little ribbon. It's really a bookmark symbol. As you're listening, if you hear something that catches your ear and you want to save it to go back to later, you just tap it, and it's a virtual bookmark, just as if you put a physical one in your book to go back to read later. And so I did that with many of the books I listened to, and that's what we're going to do right now is segue over into a segment I call Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com right over here. And for those of you watching live or even on, if you're listening on podcast, please don't stop and go to that website right now. Just take notes. If you're driving, please don't take notes. If you're listening to the podcast in your car, just come back and listen to it again. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. This is the website. You see it here. And you see at the very top the caption, the number one reason for lack of success is not simply reading a lack of reading books, but it's the lack of reading the right books. And so what I've done is I decided I'm just going to start compiling a list of all the books I've read that have had an impact on me, either from a business standpoint or a personal standpoint. And you'll see that this list goes on and on and on. And what I've done is just put buttons there for you to easily click and go to Amazon, and you can buy it on Kindle, Audible, if it's physical book, if it's ebook, whatever you want. If it's available, I put the button there for you, so that you have at least a filtered out list that at least somebody vetted. It doesn't mean that these will have a powerful impact on your life, but the odds are greater because I've weeded out those that just weren't, they didn't cut make the grade. And I'll be adding two more to it very soon. I just finished two more. We're going to highlight one specific book here tonight, and just for a minute or two, it's called Sell or Be Sold. You see it right there on the screen. And what we're going to do is switch on over and listen to that bookmark. It's just about a little bit over a minute in length. It's Grant Cardone. And what we're going to do is bring that up right now and take a listen.
This is the critical point that ensures your dreams become reality and that you get what you want in life. What am I talking to you about right now? I'm talking to you about why you must pay attention to this book and this program. Sell or Be Sold. It's about your life. It's not about a business. It's not about a job. It's not about a business card. Selling is critical and vital. In selling, like in all games, there are precise formulas. There's rules. There's technology. There's formulas that will ensure your success. That's what this book's about. Do you know the rules of persuasion? Do you know when you're violating the rules? God, if you don't know when you're violating the rules, do you know when you're guaranteed an agreement? Like you literally sit down with somebody and you're like, I know for sure 100% of the time I'm going to get an agreement. I know the exact steps. Do you know the exact thing you have to say to get someone to say yes to you, to agree with you? Do you know the exact strategies to make sure that things don't get volatile? And when they do get volatile, how to like diminish that to nothing? Do you know that every person has a power base? You have a power base and you're not using it. Do you know who they are, the exact names, where to start? Do you know how to keep your attitude so freaking positive like mine is right now? Like I am super jacked today. I know how to actually change my attitude. Make it so positive that it causes others to be sold on me and want to follow me and want to do what I want to do.
So that was Grant Cardone and Sell or Be Sold. We're going to stop it there. And a few things that just jump out of the page or out of the audio were the things like he kept repeating, do you know the exact thing to say? Do you know the exact way to react? Basically is, have you practiced? Do you have it scripted? Have you scripted your business to a point where you have it down and you know in every situation exactly what you need to say to successfully finish that transaction or that communication with that individual? And that is the reason I chose that book, is because the individual we will be talking to here right after I get done blabbing is going to be talking about just that, and among other things. But this man is a language expert, both English and Chinese. I'll let him tell you the intro about himself on the personal things. He's an amazing guy, and he's also NLP certified practitioner. And he utilizes all of his skills in scripting for business. He's done it for me. and the results were amazing. So without further ado, I want to jump over into what we call the guest expert spotlight.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, John Kurth, the man, the myth, the legend. I love this guy. We've worked together for several years. He's brilliant beyond brilliant. The guy is a genius, and I'm not overstating it. I tell you not. Working with him, when you get the wonderful opportunity to work with this man, you will know instantly that this guy is very, very smart. John, I'm really glad to have you here. What I want to do is first put out a quick intro about you, and then have you say a few words about yourself, and then we'll move into the meat, if that's cool with you, my friend.
It's great. Thank you for having me on the program, Brian.
Oh, man. Thank you for coming on. All right. With nearly two decades of consummate success as a globally based sales trainer, globally based businessman and entrepreneur, it's a little wonder that John Kurth is among the nation's leading business coaches. As president and founder of Syntactics Sales Scripting, it is his mission to help other sales executives, entrepreneurs, and salespeople to create winning sales scripts that enable them to close sale after sale. How many of you would like something proven that's custom built for you by an expert like this? I did, and I got one, and you can do the same thing. The most proven way to win customers is with sales scripts. You heard Grant Cardone basically say the same thing with different language, which in a business sense are words in sequence that have meaning. That's what scripts are. John's mandate is to demonstrate to individuals and groups how well-crafted sales scripts that are compelling and dynamic will maximize sales results. You see how it's always going back to sales. Do you think it's important to have sales in your business? I hope you do. The answer is yes, just in case. The result is going to be more customers, more revenue, and an ever-burgeoning business. Who wants that? I'm signing up for that too. Real quick, and I'll stop blabbing here, John. For all you watching live right now on this live stream, on any of the we're on six different platforms, nine total, multiplied out over the ethernet. Mm-hmm. So be sure, this is amazing, watch this show to the very end for a chance to win a complimentary stay, a five-night stay at a five-star luxury resort in Mexico, compliments of powertexting.com, a wonderful, wonderful company. Thank you, Jason Nast and Rhonda, for providing that for this show. Finally, with that, John Kurth, welcome, my friend. So great to see you again. If you wouldn't mind, tell people a little bit about yourself, and then also let us know, what have you been up to lately?
So a little bit about myself. I speak Mandarin, Chinese, and English. I have an international MBA. I did 7 years overseas, a year in Hong Kong, a year in mainland China, 5 years in Taiwan. And USA stands for You Start Again, because the days of working for a large multinational company like Procter & Gamble and being promoted from country to country and then coming back, those days are gone. It just makes more sense to localize, outsource as quickly as you can. Just makes more business sense to do that. So my wife and I knew we'd be starting all over again. That's why it's so important as an entrepreneur to have the right mindset and the skill set to succeed. I mean, it's good we finally have come out of the Great Recession. The thing is, we never want to go back to that. So many people have taken the entrepreneurial plunge and have that entrepreneurial mindset. That is one thing they can never take away from you. That's why it's so critical. There was something in the Great Depression. There were more millionaires and billionaires made in the Great Depression because they saw the opportunity, they had the mindset. Even though everything else was kind of going crazy around them, it didn't affect how they looked at the opportunities. Richard Branson, you take away his 350 companies, just parachute him to some random place with the clothes on his back, clear out all the money from his bank account other than like 20 bucks in his wallet, and he'll have it all back and then some. In almost no time, because it's his mindset. So that's why I focus on my training. And NLP is all about the science of performance, neuro-linguistic programming. Many people cannot apply it in the language they need to make sales. That's what I do for my clients. Syntactics means to compose or arrange. So my company name is Syntactic Sales Scripting. I'm composing and arranging the scripts for my clients. And then the subheadline is the syntax of success. Syntax is the correct order and sequence something goes in. You get the right order and sequence, you're halfway there. So that's what I do for my clients. Because my clients don't have time to study NLP for years, and they certainly don't know how to apply it to their business. And other NLP master practitioners like yourself, Brian, also realize that when it's your own business, you're too close to it to really see some of the connections, and it's good to work with an outside expert to help you craft those winning scripts. So it turns it from a hard sell into a heart sell, because that's what people want.
Couldn't agree more, my friend. Couldn't agree more. And your listeners out there, the audience, if you haven't seen this show before, go back and watch the previous shows. They're all available all over the place. If you need to know how to find one, just let me know. But the common theme you're going to find, it's the first word of this show, mind. And John just said it about, I don't know how many, 10, 15, 20 million times, mindset, right? And I love that because that is the common thread to successful entrepreneurs like John Kurth. And I wanted to say something about my experience working with John one-on-one when we were going through the scripting process for what I call the enrollment conversation. It's basically the onboarding. It was a one-hour call that John went in and massaged and kneaded and just miraculously changed it into a work of art. And the cool thing I noticed that happened as a result, I worked with him one-on-one, and he would tell me audibly in real time what to change. I mean, this guy can think of it like that. It's not like he had to spend hours and hours studying it before we got on. I'm sure he looked at it before. My God, it was amazing. The one thing I found, though, this is interesting. I don't even know if I've told you this, John, is find myself catching myself saying words that I probably should be changing to something more profound and more valuable because of what you taught me in the process of going through the script. And I could hear John's voice. I still hear it to this day. Everywhere I'm walking around, if I say something, oh yeah, that's not good. John said, reframe that into this. The thing is, he will never say that's not good and then leave you hanging. He will tell you, he won't even say that's not good. He says, let's do something different with that. Let's change this to, and then you just say, God, it's brilliant. Immediately, the second he says it, you're like, okay, makes sense. Total. I get it. He's good. He's really good. He's amazing. He's phenomenal. So if you're in need, which every salesperson probably is, unless you're really, really crushing it. If you're in need of scripting help, just reach out and connect with John. We'll give you his connection information at the end of the show. You can look him on Facebook, see his handsome face, make the match. You'll know it's him. That's one way, just a hint. But let's get into the meat of the show, and let's give the viewers a peek into this amazing brain of yours, John. We started off with talking about books, kind of the theme of the show. Would you consider yourself to be an avid reader, number one? I think I know the answer. And what book are you reading now, or did you just recently read?
I'm an avid reader. I tend to read a book a month. If you read a book a month over 3 years, that's 36 books. Getting a PhD, a person who's earned a PhD has probably read 35 to 50 books in their area of expertise. That's why it's so powerful to keep that reading. For me, in addition to keeping sharp in business, remember I'm focusing on the deep structural level of the language. Language is 80% structure, only 20% content. The person collects Beanie Babies or Ferraris. That's the content. The deep structures they like to collect. So my avid reading, I can take a script, something from another industry, and transfer it over into my clients, and that's where they get the breakthrough. So that's part of the reason why I avidly read, because I can find other scripts to help persuasion engineer my clients' scripts. The book I'm reading now is called The Membership Economy, Find Your Super Users and Master the Forever Transaction. What I really liked about it was the concept of the hourglass funnel. most people know traditional funnels, right? White at the top, go to the bottom. But once they're at the bottom, then it becomes an hourglass. That's how you keep them for life. Think about it. Some of the most powerful and rapidly growing businesses, Salesforce.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, others, have a membership-based component to them. You got that recurring revenue, that recurring predictable revenue smooths out the cyclical. So sometimes you'd have a peak season in the summer or a peak season, and you'd have to – this type of membership-based economy not only gives you a tremendous competitive advantage from a revenue point of view, but as an entrepreneur, you're attracting your right tribe and really enjoying working with these people. So you don't have to take customers you don't like anymore. So that's the book I'm reading now. And what I've been up to, all right, I am one of the most effective ways that I generate business is front of the room speaking. And we're putting on our own coaches Oscars in December. So there's five business coaches, four including myself. I'm the MC of the Oscars, and we're interviewing four panelists. Each has a distinct expertise in business. One is of course, I'm the script coach. We have a marketing coach. We have a high-performance team-building coach. We're putting that together so each of us can shine and thus build business for everybody, because another shortcut to success, in addition to reading books, is have a coach. And you need to have coaches in different areas of your life. And if you're really lucky, you'll actually get a mentor. Finding a mentor is 10 times better than a coach. I've had the privilege of mentoring Brian Kelly, and now he is my peer. He's no longer my student. He's my peer in NLP and in business. So it's great to have a former student who's now a peer having me on his program.
I love how the circle of life works, don't you?
Yes.
And yeah, that was an amazing time. I can't tell you how much I learned from John speaking. We were speaking from stage. He had been doing it for quite some time before I started. And the awesome thing was every time I spoke from stage, and he was always in the crowd because he was speaking as well at different segments, he would be in the back of the room taking very good notes, and then at the end he would give me what we call feedback, and I can't tell you how that catapulted the improvement in me so quickly, because he has that keen ear and just these little tweaks, and somehow, I don't know how you do it, John, but you say it in a way that I just seem to never forget what you said. I mean, I almost don't even have to write notes when you give me the feedback, even though I'm writing as fast as I can. But amazing, amazing feedback. This guy, and this goes along with the scripting. That's why, that's part of why he's so good at what he does, is he's good at it in every venue and avenue and platform. It's speaking, it's writing scripts, it's writing ad copy, it's whatever, it's talking to him. He will, if you're open to it, he will give you feedback when you're talking to him and say, well, if you're going to say it like that, I would reframe that and say it this way. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. And he does it with a, like you said, it's a heart sell. It's a heart. He does it from the heart. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you for doing that, John. I mean, that was so valuable to me that you took your time to do that. No one twisted your arm. You just did it out of love for your fellow speakers. And I truly appreciate that. You really, really helped me get along much faster.
You're very welcome. Part of my success being a script coach and focusing on the deep structural level of the language, I don't need to be the superstar on stage. I have my own stages, so I get that. I want my students to embody the scripts to get more of their success. It was interesting. There was a client of mine. This was several years ago. She was in a network marketing organization, and she was one of the top producers and asked to speak on their national convention. And so my dad was in the room. You know, I was going downstairs. I had the computer near the lunch table, and I asked for her to send me a copy of my of her presentation, and my dad didn't know it was me who wrote the script. So my dad's eating lunch and listened to me, listened to the video of my client speaking on stage at the national convention. At the end of that, he said to me, John, that's you. Because it's the deep structural level of the language, the patterns. I'm focusing on the structural level, and then we put your content on top of it. That's why it's authentic to you. And you will find out, I've had other clients that I've trained for like elevator scripts or other things, and they don't know there are other clients in the audience that have worked with me. And the person delivers their elevator script and someone comes up to them and says, "You're working with John Kurth, aren't you?" And the person says, "You can tell?" And the person responds, "I can totally tell." So I enjoy the crafting of the scripts so that way my clients get the results. It's so much fun for me to do this. I call it persuasion engineering. Oof. That's when it's such a deep level. Case in point, I've got a client out of Beverly Hills. She's a makeup artist to movie stars. I don't wear makeup. Maybe I should wear makeup on this program, but I don't wear makeup. And she's like, "John, you sold me on my own stuff." Yeah, that's why I'm the script coach, because I put the deep structural level of the language into her presentation, and then we put her content on the right foundation, different colors, skin tones, lipstick, all that stuff that there's no way I could learn 30 years of that, but I don't need to. Focus on the deep structure and then put the content on top of it.
The master is at work. Do you hear him? I love it. I love it. Let's switch gears for just a sec. And mm-hmm. the thing is, a lot of entrepreneurs, this is one of the burning questions some that haven't cracked the code want to know how to do. And it's all about marketing. You know, when you're trying to get your business out there in front of eyeballs or just getting, you know, you don't need a ton of clients. You just need the right ones. And you mm-hmm. just need to be able to work with them. A bad client can cost you more than what you could bring in on a good client, which you've taught from stage. I've taught it from stage as a result of you teaching from stage. And it's true. But one of the things, one of the burning questions I get from person after person that's struggling, those that are struggling in the area of marketing, so I ask this of each entrepreneur that comes on the show, is how do you personally go about marketing to help bring more clients to your business, and maybe discuss one or two successful forms of marketing that you've employed?
The most effective way I've learned from marketing, because as you're an entrepreneur starting out, you are the face of the company. You are the business. And because of that, we have to properly position you as the expert. People will pay money for experts. People will pay more money for them and trust them. So you got to take them through know, like, trust like this, and then elevate yourself into expert status. How do you do that? Lead generate from stage. 30, 60, 90-minute free local talks. Your local chamber of commerce, Rotary Club, does not matter. You have a compelling talk that relates to your business. And at the end of that, people go through the know, like, trust. Well, I like him. I know him. He seems like the expert. Have a good call to action. And then they will say, "Hey, look, I want to work with you." So I'm going to give you a very valuable script here on how you effectively lead generate from stage. This is money, entrepreneurs, so you better pay attention. It's called the business card close. Everyone take out your business card. Do that now. Turn your business card over. The upper left-hand corner, I want you to write the letter C as in Charlie. Do that now. The upper right-hand corner, I want you to write the letter R as in Roger. Do that now. Now, you only get to choose one. For the letter C, you get a free consultation about what you do. For the letter R is a free report. The seven biggest mistakes about your product or service that people make and what to do about it. So if you want the free consultation, circle the letter C. You want the free report, circle the letter R. Do that now. Pass your business cards to the right. Let's talk about why it works, and then we'll deconstruct it. First of all, you've already delivered value from stage. So why? And they're going to say, "Well, look, I want to know what it's like to work with you." You're capturing all the business cards. The people who write the letter C and circle that, they're your hot prospects. Follow up with appointments with them. The letter R, they're in your drip campaign. Send them the digital copy of the report. The ones that do nothing, hallelujah. You're not wasting your time following people that have no interest in what you have to offer. The people will self-select. So you're less likely to get those pain in the neck clients that you don't want to work with. Quick story, I had an opportunity about a year and a half ago to speak in front of 40 executives in transition. These were C-level executives that were moving to new opportunities for 1 hour. I got 20 appointments out of that using that business card close. I deliver value first, then business card close. 1 hour, 20 appointments. I'll do that all day. This is what I teach, and this is where I come from. With my clients, and initially there's the free consultation where they get to experience my value on their business. You're going to listen to this recording with Brian Kelly, this show, and all the shows, this one over and over and over again. That business card close script is money in your business.
That's one of the many. There are many things that I love about you, John. It's your integrity and your ethics, because everything you teach, I know personally for a fact, you have practiced successfully. How many times, for all of you, including you, John, have you run across someone on stage or in a webinar or on a phone call claiming to have or teaching to do all these things or similar things, but they themselves have never actually successfully employed the very technique they're teaching? They're basically repeating what they heard someone else who was successful at doing. So I think you should do it too. That's the thing I love, and that's the type of entrepreneurs I try to bring onto my show. I vet every single person that comes onto my show personally. John was an automatic vet because I know him very, very well.
And thank you.
For that very reason, one of many, again, is because of his incredible level of integrity. And he is not someone who just talks the talk. He absolutely walks the walk. And if you get the wonderful opportunity to watch this man and listen to him speak at an event, I don't know, maybe you have something coming up, John. I honestly don't know. So if you do, let's make sure to mention that at the end, because it's gold. And I would highly recommend you bring a very thick notepad and write as fast as you can. And everything he does and says and why he does it, and try to figure out what he's doing. But the more you listen to him, the more you learn just by listening to him. He's an amazing.
One thing I like to share is this. The practice makes the master. Practice makes the master.
Yes.
You can read a lot of books, but it's the application of the knowledge. That's why clients pay me so much money for my services, because I can apply the neurolinguistic programming on their scripts while composing it and bringing all the pieces together so it works. The other thing is, there's no substitute for stage time. You want to rapidly get better at any part of your business? Speak on stage. There's things I cannot teach until you're on stage, because you might make a mistake. It's all feedback, but you will never make it again. The other thing about being on stage, you're automatically the expert. Unfortunately, that's true, and fortunately, that's true. We've seen people who are up on stage that are really not sharing anything of value, and people say, well, gosh, well, because they're up on stage, well, you know, what they say must be true and must be important. When you're on stage and you're credible and a person of integrity and you're delivering value, you're elevated that much higher, and it's a key differentiator strategy for you. As an entrepreneur, you don't have the marketing budget of Coca-Cola. I get that. But you can still have mind share, which is different than market share. I'm well known in my community. I speak on stages. Now, am I well known nationwide? Yeah, I'm getting there. But I'm starting city, county, working my way out. Then the clients are in the room, and I say, look, I mean, this was a year ago. No, 2 years ago. I had an opportunity to speak on stage. Well, no, I was one of the breakout sessions. It was breakout sessions, more like speed dating. There was a lunch, a 90-minute lunch. So I was a table sponsor, and people could go from table to table to table. And I was one of the table sponsors. So when people came to my table, I said, look, I'm turning this into a 30-minute workshop. I'm not eating. I'm delivering 30 minutes of value. Well, there was a CEO in the room, and she's avidly taking notes. And then I noticed she was headlining. She was the headliner, the last speaker. And I said, are you open to me giving you coaching about your presentation from stage? And she said, sure. Well, I coached her. After she was done, after, you know, people bought all of her stuff, she was very effective. I then delivered the feedback, and then she became a client of mine. Prior to working with me, she was closing 3 to 5% from stage. What that means is 3 to 5% of the room were saying yes. After working with me, she found that sixth gear. She now closes 15 to 20% of the room. She has $100,000 weekends now. So she asked me last year to share the stage with Les Brown. I spoke on her stage. I spoke with Les Brown, one of the high points of my career. That was for my ability to not only be an expert, stepping up, but then delivering the goods with my scripting. Because it's authentically, it's her language, but it's my scripts.
And I don't even know where to begin on that. That was so much gold. So much gold. I wanted to point out, okay, $100,000 weekend. How many of you would be willing to pay John $50,000 for his services? And honestly, ask yourself, would I pay $50,000 for his services? Knowing that in all likelihood, if you have the platform set up and you're speaking from stage and you have a platform to sell from, that you could take your business up to $100,000 in a heartbeat. Because how many times are you going to do that? Not just once. You can do it over and over and over again. And what, I loved what you said also, John, about the importance of speaking. Oh my gosh, I can so relate to that. That just catapulted my life, everything in my life. It gave me more confidence just talking one-on-one. It gave me more assertiveness. It gave me more certainty. Everything that just makes you look and feel calm, because it's true, it does, and then others respond to you in a much different way than they did before. Before I started speaking. And for those of you that are like, well, where do I go? How do I speak on stage? There's a really quick and easy way. It still takes effort. But one of the quickest ways is to create your own stage. And you can just go to something like meetup.com and start practicing your craft. And then call this guy and say, hey, John, I'm speaking in a meetup. Would you come and critique me? And John will say, sure. Will that be cash, check, or charge? And you'll say, whatever you want. I'll do it because I know I'm going to go farther, faster with you. That's it. Now, go ahead.
One thing is when you do that, I tell my clients, do not look at me. I do not have a poker face. So sometimes when I've been, you know, when you were in the stage, I saw some things and I tell all my clients, do not look at me. I cannot keep my emotions to myself. And sometimes it's great feedback. I remember one time there was a client of mine, and I'm literally writing in giant capital letters on my notepad, no. I practically was shouting outside, you know, no. So absolutely, if you want me to take you to that level, I'll do that. But we first got to get the scripts in place first. Then we go into the live. That client has $100,000 weekends. You know, these are professional marketing companies that get speakers and they go on these road shows around the country, 500, 5,000 people in the room. And it's ironic. Those companies always get a 50% cut of whatever the person sells, which is great. They have never offered scripting services to their clients. My client has been consistently crushing it, so they keep inviting her back again and again and again because they know she's money.
Absolutely. Persuasion engineering. I love that term. Coaches Oscars. I didn't know about that one. I want to know more about that. So actually, do you have enough information to share with folks yet, or is that still in the works?
It's still in the works, but I'll share with you how it came about. There's a client of mine who's in the supply chain management area. He's a real interesting coach. He finds waste in their procurement and supply chain for large companies and gets a large chunk of the money he finds, 30%. So he went into a company, found $100,000 worth of waste. Well, I'm glad to write him a check for $30,000 for year number one because he found, you know, $100,000 that was already in the budget that was being wasted. So I'll give them a check for $30,000. So a company gets $70,000 year one, and every year after that, the company gets $100,000. Well, he was on LinkedIn, and a person for the third largest supply chain managers kind of affiliate association reached out to him and said, look, we got to do a membership drive. What do you suggest we do? Well, I had him turn into his own Oscars. He was the MC. He invited three other industry experts that he interviewed on stage. He had those experts prior to the event share two golden nuggets of their wisdom. So that way he elicited it from the people in the arena, you know, from the panelists. Then there was an open Q&A section for the people in the audience. And then there was a wrap up. So it was used as a membership drive. But think of it this way. That organization is the third largest chapter in the country. Asked him to be on their board of directors. Well, any new large company that moves into the greater Los Angeles area, that they're big enough to have a supply chain manager, is going to become a member of that group. And who gets to interview them first? My client.
Nice. The connector.
So that's what I'm doing for my own business. Someone else reached out to me on LinkedIn. He's a fellow coach on developing high performance teams. I focus on the scripting language. Says, well, how can we cross promote and cross edify each other? So we're turning into our own Oscars.
That's another thing. We've had these talks offline before, John, but another thing that I truly appreciate about you is your willingness to share. We found there were certain people that we knew that just would not share the stage with certain people, even if there was not a match, if there was no competition, I guess. And you don't have that mindset. You're more of, let's be collaborative, not combative. And that's another thing that makes you unique among many people I know. And I like to think I'm the same way. And you're doing it right now. You're bringing in other people. You're sharing the stage. You're sharing the spotlight. And it's a phenomenal thing. I think
let's
we got
keep
a
this li- going.
There we go. Had a little internet jog. We're going to keep going, brother.
As long as we got audio. So here's the thing. It's coming from that abundance mindset. And what does that mean? One thing that will help you as an entrepreneur, because this program is nationwide, is look up gross metropolitan product. Gross metropolitan product. It treats cities or regions like countries. So that's a way to see just how many billions of dollars is in your backyard. I just saw in the newspaper a couple weeks ago that if you were to treat California as a country, it's now the fifth largest economy in the world. We're equal to the economy of the United Kingdom. It's like $2 trillion+. Well, you take a line, basically the top of Los Angeles County, draw the line across from top of Los Angeles, California, Los Angeles County, across California, all the way down to San Diego. That value is $1 trillion. A trillion is 1,000 billion. So that's why I'm sharing this, because that's coming from my heart. I have to demonstrate what I can do for my clients, because then they can see, oh, I can see how John can apply that. Because even on my complimentary calls, people can then, if they apply what I've taught them, make enough sales to then hire me. So even at the time, look, John, I don't got the money right now. Well, what I've shared with you on the call, if you apply it, you can make enough money to then hire me.
Exactly. Exactly. So many golden nuggets throughout. Here's the thing. You're an entrepreneur, John. And the life of an entrepreneur, it's always easy, isn't it? Exactly. It is not. And that's probably why there's such a small percentage of the population that has even attempted to become an entrepreneur. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for, I won't say the weak, but it's not for the folks that really aren't in it for the long haul, who can take the bumps and take shots at their ego, which we all know you should just drop your ego to the side. And, you know, so along that path, I know personally myself, having done so many times, and I know you, but I'm curious if you would tell our listeners and our viewers, what kind of sacrifices have you had to make that you're okay with sharing to become the successful entrepreneur you are?
You have to reframe it. This is a fundamental reframe from NLP, is looking at things differently. It's not a sacrifice. They have been investments. Investments in my time. I've had $12,000 marketing mistakes that, if you look at it in a judgmental way, that was a mistake. It was an investment, a costly one, in what not to do. Part of the reason why I wanted to and chose to become an entrepreneur is the investment in my family. I have more flexibility. I was very lucky. My father was a high school English teacher. So my dad was home usually about 4 o'clock from school, from teaching high school, when I came back from school. So I had that time and that relationship with my dad. I wanted that for my daughter. She's in summer camp this year. It's summertime. So now I can take her to camp. I can pick her up from camp. So you have to look at them as investments. And yes, it's going to take probably longer than you think. There are going to be gut checks. Someone once said this: an entrepreneur is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life the way most people can. The big difference with entrepreneurs versus everybody else is their ability to handle uncertainty and still move forward. People are addicted to certainty. And that's why they're stuck in dead-end jobs that are killing them. There was a client of mine. It's interesting. He's a coach, but he treats addiction. And he said, addiction is the consequence of giving your heart to something that your heart does not desire. Which means you're in a job that is slowly killing you, but, oh, I want the paycheck. I want the paycheck. I want the certainty of it. And it's killing them. So as an entrepreneur, you got to be able to embrace uncertainty, but you don't have to do it alone. You've got coaches and mentors. Some of them have been there, so you can model what they're doing. You can do expert modeling to shorten your learning curve. You can do things like speaking from stage to differentiate yourself from others. There are ways to form masterminds so other people who are other entrepreneurs understand what's going on. You listen to programs like this, Mind, Body, Business. They are all interconnected. That's what you do. If you try to go alone without any of these other resources, you'll go crazy. And the good news is, in the era of the internet, the era of coaching and mentoring, it's still challenging, don't get me wrong, but it's not you're going it alone like you were 30 years ago. I don't know how in the world Sam Walton did it and people of that age. Walt Disney? I don't see. They pretty much had to do it all on their own with no support.
Amen, or as in your words, hallelujah. Yes. And thank you for the reframe. And here's the thing. Some of you might have like reacted to that and go, I can't believe John is like correcting Brian on his own show. My reaction, the honest reaction, was thank you. I love it. It wasn't always like that. Trust me. When I first started speaking and John started giving me feedback and others, I didn't like it because that ego thing was in my way. And then I just said, Brian, you know what? These guys know what they're talking about. Accept it. And over time, not a long period of time, I got to the point where I felt if John wasn't in the back of the room during the time I was speaking, or if he wasn't available to give me feedback after any of my speaking engagements, wherever I was, I actually felt like I was missing something when I was done. I could not wait. I literally could not wait for him to give me the feedback that I knew would take me to yet another level. And it was a form of correction, which many of us humans don't like that normally. But when you get used to it and you know that it's going to give you the results that you're looking for, and I know that John does it from a heart center space, all that put together, I was like, please continue. So thank you for that reframe. And for all of you that may have thought something different, just that's it. It's ego. Number one, one of the biggest roadblocks to success is your ego. Go ahead, John.
Another reframe is problems, challenges, or situations. See, a lot of entrepreneurs say, I don't have problems, I've got challenges. That's true. That's still higher on the energy level. Okay, it's a challenge. I'm up to the challenge. I can handle the challenge. The last reframe I got was a former LA SWAT team member. And he says, look, we don't have problems. We don't even have challenges. We have situations that have to be dealt with. Situations are totally neutral, which means you are open to more of those solutions that your preconceptions would have blocked out had you come from, oh, I shouldn't be here. I don't understand it. It's a problem. Oh, it's something, all that other stuff. When you view them as a situation, then they're totally open. I just learned that 6 months ago when I met the guy at a high-end mastermind group in Beverly Hills. He's a former SWAT team member. I said, how to handle it? Well, there's no problems or challenges. They're just situations, tactical situations, that have to be solved. Tactical situations that have to be solved in LA SWAT team speak. But that reframe, situations, is gold now. I use it all the time. Oh, it's just a situation. Yeah, these are the minor refinements that make all the difference in the world.
It's an interesting thing I found out, and John, I'm sure you've heard the same thing from many who the more success someone achieves, the common thought of that person is their problems are going away. They have no problems because they're so successful. And the interesting thing is it's the exact opposite, and it's more situations that arise. The key mm-hmm. is what you've already just said is how flexible are you? Thank you for the likes and loves, everyone. I appreciate it. How flexible that person can be. It's not the problem or the situation. It's how you react to it and how flexible you can be in solving that situation. Case in point, I had a technical issue right before this show and found a flexible alternative so that you could actually watch and listen to a bookmark. You didn't even know anything went wrong because I've been around John quite a while now, and we just learned to be flexible. It's like we're 2 minutes before the show, and I'm scrambling to get things put together, and boom, it's perfect. It's nice. Hey, John, I wanted to give a shout-out to a few people that are watching. Roz Slaughter was the guest on last show. Thanks, Roz, and he actually put a few comments in there listening to you. He said the practice makes the master, and his thing is boom. And Greg Williamson, as we both know, just joined us. We had Rick Galvin. We have Fred Becerra. And we also have on the show, we have Richard Barrier, which we both know that young man. He's an amazing guy. Lots of cool people. With June Bolden. Hey, June. Cahal Walsh. Oh, that's a sales guy. He's a script. You two especially should get connected because he deals with scripts every day. That's what he does. Mm. John Whittaman, Rick Galvin, just goes on and on. Thank you all for joining. I appreciate you. If you have questions, we're running out of time here. If you have a quick question, a really good one, I might pick it quick. So go ahead and type that in on the comments in Facebook, Periscope, or stream.me or Twitch or any of the other thousands of avenues that we're streaming out to live now. It's just six. I'm just having fun. Just six. That's pretty awesome. There's one more question, a really burning question, John, that I like to close the show with every entrepreneur that I've had on the show. And it's a doozy. I'm going to be straight up about it. It's a doozy. And you're unflappable. You're not even phased. Like, okay, so what, Brian? Bring it on. And most of the other entrepreneurs are the same way. And others are like leaning in going, what's he going to ask? It is a big one. The cool thing about it, though, is no matter what your answer is, there is no wrong answer. It's your answer. It's specific mm-hmm. to you. And what I found to be very, very, very interesting, every single guest I've had thus far has said something different. Really interesting. We're going to get to that question in just a moment.
Okay.
So hang on. For those of you that are watching live, this is that time, that fun, happy time, to enter to win that 5-day all-inclusive stay at a 5-day or a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. And I'll put on the screen, and I will say audibly for those of you that are just unable to watch at the moment, how you can enroll to win this wonderful vacation. Richard Barrier, who is watching, he's a past winner. He's going on a vacation to the Mexican. So this is real, folks. Two ways. One is go to reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. The important thing there is vacation, all lowercase. The rest of it, it can be mixed. It doesn't matter. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or if it's easier for you, get on your phone and text the word peak, that's PEAK, to 661-535-1624. Again, that's peak, PEAK, to 661-535-1624. 535-1624. Do that now, and I will monitor as they come in. And be sure to follow the instructions. You're going to get a response right away if you you go through either of these methods. It's going to ask you for one more piece of information. So be sure to give that piece of information, or you will not win. Richard Barrier won because he was the only one on that show that followed instructions. I love it. I love it. So back to the most amazing, thrilling, incredible, awe-inspiring question I could ever ask another human being. I'm building it up pretty good, huh, John? It is.
Yes.
In your own words, John Kurth, the people want to know, how do you define success?
I'm going to quote, I think it was Thoreau. Wealth is the ability to fully experience life. Wealth is the ability to fully experience life. That's why as an entrepreneur, you can do the Tim Ferriss 4-hour work week and have mini vacations all over the world. You can design your life so you can live it. I don't have to, when I want to take a vacation with my family, we love going to national parks, we can do that. So wealth is the ability to fully experience life. That's how I define success.
Again, a new answer. I love it. Love it. And I know John personally, as everybody by now knows. And this is a man who loves to help people. And that's the core of every entrepreneur, that at least that I know that I have on this show that I call a friend. Every single one. That's why they're successful. Another key ingredient, take notes, write this stuff down, is to serve others and make that your number one priority, not to make money. Making money is absolutely critical, and you need to do that. We get that. But it, if you reframe that and make that your secondary or third reason for doing what you do, because money isn't the end all. Money can supply you with the means to give you more freedom of time like John and his family have. But he does that because he's serving people. He served me. I mean, what he did with me is going to last my lifetime. And he only did the scripting thing one time. We spent time together speaking. All of it put together, I will never forget it. Never. And it was the gift that keeps on giving. How's that? So I appreciate
I'll frame it like this. Serve others while making money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As we have a little technical glitch. Yes. While making money, because it is very, very important to make money. Because if you don't make money, how are you going to be able to serve others? So they do go hand in hand. Just make your lead in. I'm here to serve people. And yes, please, by all means, make money while you're doing that. That would be phenomenal. All right. I'm looking over and seeing who's coming in. Subscribers on the text. And I will keep an eye on that even for another 5 to 10 minutes after the show is over for any new ones that come in to pick who follows instructions. Go ahead and do that right away. John, one thing before we go is I want to be able to give folks the best way to contact you and connect with you, because I would recommend anybody and everybody watching or listening to reach out and at least have that initial call with John. See if he's a fit for where you are right now in your business. So, John, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way, best preferred way?
One thing is, if you have an email list of the people who are on the call, I don't know if they've registered that, you can then send them an email, and then they can reply with scripting with in their name and telephone number, and then I will contact them to schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. The other way is, because you're a client and a peer, my telephone number is 714-688-6443. That's 714-688-6443. So call, leave a message, and then, you know, say scripting or Mind Body Business or Brian Kelly, and I'll give you a call. And if I have space in my schedule for a free 30-minute scripting consultation, you'll get that. I mean, you already experienced that on the call for an hour today of what it's like to work with me.
Fantastic. Another quick way to do that as well is to find John Kurth on Facebook. It's not difficult. And because, I mean, there's only one handsome John Kurth on Facebook. There are several, but there's only one handsome one. And find him and message him and just message him the word scripting. He'll know what that means. And then you can connect that way. That'd be an instant way to do so. Or
yeah, another option is fantastic.
Or another option is do so in the comments, and I'll make sure you get connected. Either way is fine. John, thank you. I can't believe an hour's up. It happens so fast every single time. I think we need to extend it another hour. Are you okay with that?
That's fine. I had an early dinner before the call in case it went over.
I'm just kidding you, but I appreciate you, my friend, and everything you've done for me personally, your value that you just gave to everyone here tonight live on this show, and then for those of you listening later on the podcast, appreciate you, my friend, and I can't wait to see you again in person, watch you speak, and break bread together once again. Truly, truly appreciate your friendship, and that's all. That's it for our show tonight, everyone. I just want to say thank you all for watching, listening, liking, loving, commenting. Continue it. Share it if you wouldn't mind. Share this this live video after the recording comes up on Facebook. And until next week, I say until the same bat time, same bat channel, next Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, we'll have another special guest expert. For now, this is John Kurth. For John Kurth, I'm Brian Kelly. Everyone, have a great, great evening. We'll see you later. Be blessed, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.